Hello, if you don't make money, you ain't going to be in business for very long. Plain and simple.
Welcome to the Marketing Development Podcast. My name is Pete Everett, and today I have a real treat in store for you. We are talking to the one and the only Chris Ducker from the Youpreneur Summit, from the Youpreneur Academy, from the Rise of the Youpreneur. Basically, Chris is the personal brand guy. This is an awesome conversation, and we're going to dive straight in. Welcome to this episode of the Marketing Development Podcast, and you are joining a conversation between me and, I can't quite believe I'm going to say this, multi-author, business owner, serial entrepreneur, Chris Ducker. Chris, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, man?
I'm very well. And thank you so much for finding some time in your busy schedule, because I know you've got a heck of a lot going on at the minute, to come and talk to us.
Oh, well, for the Pete Everett, I will always, always make time, sir.
You are very kind. I get called a lot of other names as well as that, but that's we'll run with that one for now. Chris does so much. Look, mate, I'm going to murder an intro if I try and do it. So, do you want to introduce yourself on the show?
Well, I mean, I don't sort of have any qualms about what I do for a living. I am ultimately somebody who helps other entrepreneurs become future-proof based on building businesses around their personal brands. So if they are, a coach, an author, a speaker, a freelancer, whoever, it doesn't matter, whatever it is. If you're in 2019 and beyond and you're building a business based around you and your personality and your experience, then that's what I do. I help people build profitable businesses and become future-proof based around that. At the very core, I'm just a problem solver, and that's the only way I look at it. It's the only way I've ever looked at it in the 15 years of being an entrepreneur, is ultimately just solving people's problems and doing it in the right way so I can put a price tag on it. Simple as that.
Great. You see, I never would have said anything that succinct. That's fair.
Probably a good idea I did it then for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So I know that you've now sort of grown this ecosystem around Youpreneur, and there's a summit and a book and an academy, and we'll get on to sort of that in a few minutes. But you are sort of, or you started your journey by building kind of open quote branded close quote businesses as well, didn't you? So could you sort of summarize that journey from going from a branded business into the personal brand space?
Yeah, well, I think, when I look back on my career over the last 15 years as a business builder, I actually honestly truly believe that I was always a personal brand entrepreneur. I just didn't identify with that until about 2012. So, I've been building businesses, for a long time, and I look back on things retrospectively, like I said, and I look at every deal I've closed, every client I bought on board, every manager that I've hired, and I've hired thousands of people in my career. I mean, I have almost 400 people working for me right now. So you can imagine, over the period of time that I've been around, people buy me. They buy me a lot of the time, actually, before they buy a product or a service that I will represent through one of my brands or businesses. And so for me, the personal brand, once I realized how powerful that was, I doubled down on it. But we still run and own and operate a large call center facility over in the Philippines. We still own and operate virtualstarfinder.com, which is our VA recruitment hub. We obviously have Youpreneur and everything that holds with the summit and the academy and everything else that's going on there as well. And so I will be honest with you, although it might not look like it, I am starting to slow down quite extensively. Over the last year, there has been many plans put in place to ultimately start removing myself even further away and further out of a lot of those brand-based businesses. I spend probably less than 5 hours on two or three businesses collectively already, and I now focus almost all of my time on youpreneur.com and our kind of related products and services based around that brand. And that's what I focus in on now. So we are slowing down a little and getting a little bit more focused on everything, but ultimately that's kind of where it all is.
The thing is, Chris, I suppose one of the questions I really want to ask you is, you've mentioned a number of times about the business of you being future-proof and identifying the business of you through the sort of branded businesses that you've had in the past. There's a good number of the people that listen to this podcast are thinking about setting themselves up on their own and actually sort of having that mentality of having a brand to, open quote, hide behind, close quote, can seem quite an attractive prospect if you're a bit nervous about taking that leap. So where, I guess I know the answer, I'm sort of asking a leading question, but where do you see kind of the personal brands thing fitting into the whole, I'm an entrepreneur, I want to start a business, what do I do next?
Well, I mean, it's everything. It's right there. It's bang smack in the middle of everything. It's above or below, left to the right. I mean, your brand is ultimately what people say about you when you're not around. In other words, it's known as your reputation. So we've all got a personal brand, whether we identify with that or not, whether we want to admit it or not to ourselves, we all have a personal brand. We're all using social media, almost all of us, under our quote-unquote real names, right? So, you know, the personal brand side of the business world has never been more rampant and more evident as it is in today's world, plain and simple. I don't think you can hide from it. You don't need to build a business around your personal brand, right? You can build a brand-based business, and I have several of them, and they do just fine. But what I'm saying here, and the very incubus of what being a youpreneur is all about, is when you put you very solidly in the center of what you do, you ultimately become somebody's favorite. And people want to do business with other people. And therefore, we want to embrace that fact. We want to embrace the fact that people want to follow us on Twitter or on Instagram and want to subscribe to our blog or our podcast or want to watch us on YouTube or on Facebook, right? It's important for us to embrace that because that's the world that we live in nowadays. Content marketing is the only real type of marketing that's out there. Even the big companies are doing content marketing. People want to be inspired and entertained and educated, all rolled into one. And so whether you do it under a brand name or whether you do it under a personal name, the fact is that the personal, that P2P or people-to-people element of business is there whether you like it or not. It's up to you to either embrace it or not. And my advice is that we embrace it more so today than ever.
Yeah, I completely agree. We've worked on the mantra of people do business with people for years. It almost harks back to the adage of the client is king, right back in the days when I first started working in agencies when I was a little whippersnapper straight out of university and doing all of that kind of thing. So you've got your book, Rise of the New Youpreneur, which kind of goes through the process of setting up a personal brand and what that means, both from a kind of personal point of view and some of the, it's a very practical book, that's the first thing I should say, but it goes through it from the side of sort of what you need to approach as a person, right the way through to monetizing and delivery and actually making this thing start to have some value to you in a financial sense as well. And let's face it, we all go into this to make some money, don't we? I mean, that's people often get scared about talking about money, but why else do you do this?
I'm not scared talking about it. I'm quite happy to talk about making money.
I got that from you.
Well, I just, you know, my take on it, just as to caveat that little joke real quick, I'm really serious because we should get a little selfish from time to time as entrepreneurs, right? If we're going it alone, if we're building something based on our reputation or around products and services that we are representing, then hello, if you don't make money, you ain't going to be in business for very long, plain and simple. If you don't make money doing what you do day to day, it's a hobby, right? I don't need another hobby. I genuinely don't need another hobby. I've got Lego building, I've got watercolors, and I've got, you know, messing around with my children. They're my hobbies. I need to make money. I'm an entrepreneur. And so I genuinely feel that that is a big issue. And it's a bit of a stigma, I think, where particularly here in the UK, where everyone's like, you know, they don't want to be sort of seen to be making too much money and all the rest of it. And I get that completely. As someone who does a lot of business over in the United States, as well as back here in the UK, I understand we're quite conservative over here and that sort of type of thing. But the fact of the matter is, if you're not making money doing what you're doing every day, you don't have a business, you've got a hobby. And we don't need more hobbies. We need successful businesses, more so now, actually, with Brexit looming and all the rest of it. The UK needs successful entrepreneurs. And, you know, in order to call yourself successful, you have to make money. You've got to bring in profits. That simple.
It is, absolutely. And I also, just to take that one step further, now this is going somewhere where I completely haven't thought about, but just to take that one step further, I also, mm-hmm. when I'm talking to people that are talking to me about their own business, their consultancy, their freelance business, whatever it is, they the number of times people say, but look at you, I mean, as in me, look at me and how you've got your podcast set up and you've got this set up and you've got that set up. It's easy for you to say that when you've got all your ducks lined up. And my return to that is always, but it's not always about the end result. It's about enjoying the journey, or, yes. you know, and I think people often get so focused on, you know, I need to make a million, or I need to buy the Ferrari, or I need to do whatever. And I'm not saying that there's nothing wrong with those goals, but you need to enjoy the process of getting from where you are to that goal in the same way. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I used to moan quite a bit about long haul travel, right? It became like a thing I had to endure almost every couple of months. And I remember I was sitting in business class on my way from Hong Kong to LAX. Mm-hmm. And I was chatting with one of the guys just before we got, you know, just before we got ready to take off. He was sat next to me. And I was moaning about, you know, the fact that, you know, we had like a 15-hour flight ahead of us. And he turned around, he said to me, let me give you a piece of advice right here on the plane that somebody gave me on an aeroplane about 10 years ago in regards to the way that you think about this long term or this long haul journey that we've got ahead of us right now. And I said, I'm all ears because it's driving me nuts, you know, give it to me. And he turned around and he said to me, don't think about the journey. Don't ignore it, but don't think about the journey. Instead, think about the destination and what you're going to do when you get there. And that one little piece of advice just shifted my entire thought process in regards to international travel and long haul flights and having to sit in bloody business lounges and, you know, all that sort of type of stuff, right? So I think when you reverse engineer that and you think about the importance of the journey, though, I mean, clearly we go from Hong Kong to LAX to do business, right? Mm. But that journey, if you don't do something on that journey, if you don't acknowledge that journey as well, then it's almost like a waste of space. It's as if it never happened. And so I think when we're building businesses, we should look back at what we're doing. I'm looking back annually on what I'm doing. I make tweaks and changes to what I do year to year based on what's happened the year before, 2 years before that, 3 years before that. I listen to my audience. I listen to my customers. If they say that something I put out didn't quite sort out a problem for them, or it was a complete flop, or whatever the case may be, I'm not going to ignore that. I'm going to go back to the drawing boards and put something else out, right? Mm. So I think it's important that we acknowledge that journey. And for me, it's all about the long-term game, that long game of building a business that can genuinely serve people first and then sell to them later. And that's, you know, honestly, that's my all-out focus, is just to try and provide value, serve every single day.
Yeah, and, you know, if you go out and check out Chris's content that he does produce, and I'll put links in the show notes to your podcast and your Instagram feed and all of that kind of stuff, because he is prolific at producing content, and it is brilliant, the content that he puts out. I can personally say that through, I mean, it must be that you've got a retargeting pixel on me or something, because there's, you know, I'll start thinking about, oh, I should, it's October, I should start thinking about my goals for next year. And then 3 days later, there's a podcast from Chris Ducker about, you know, we're now into the last quarter of this year. It's time to start pushing on and then thinking about next year. And you think, hang on a minute, are you in my head?
Well, well, that's the thing. I want to be. That's a genuine thing. I want to be in your head. I want you to think of me when you come up with things like, I need to start planning the next year's goals, or, you know, I've got a product launch coming up. Oh, I wonder if Chris has ever done anything on product launching before. Yep. Or I need to find some new business buddies. Where can I attend an event? Oh, Chris has got an event, you know, this sort of thing. So I want to be in your head. I want to be your favorite, Pete. If I'm not your favorite now, that is my all-out mission. I don't care whether it's your favorite podcaster or your favorite, you know, event host or your favorite author or whatever it is. I just want to be Pete's favorite. And once I achieve that, then I'll be a happy camper.
I'm going to get that printed on a t-shirt.
Yeah, you should.
What's more, I'm going to give it to you to wear.
I had a conversation. Good, I'll wear it as well. I don't mind pimping out t-shirts. I had a conversation with Michael Hyatt, who is a prolific personal brand entrepreneur, 8-figure business over in the United States, a very close friend and a mentor of mine in some sorts as well. I had a conversation with him the other day, and he started out with, you're my favorite extrovert, Chris. And I was like, I don't know how to take that. How do I take that comment? And he said, well, because, you know, I'm an introvert, and therefore I don't have that many extrovert friends because they wear me out. But you, I can listen to you all day long. You're my favorite extrovert. And I'll take that. I'll take that sort of stuff, you know, that kind of stuff, all day long. That's what we want in the marketing world that we live in today, very social savvy world. That's how we want people thinking about us.
Absolutely. So just moving this on, so you've mentioned about people to people networking or people to people marketing. I know mm-hmm. another area that you work in is essentially people to people mentoring as well, isn't it?
Yep.
And that's do you just want to unpack a little bit about that for us, and you know how that sort of as fits into the youpreneur sort of ecosystem?
Yeah, I mean, look, I never called myself a mentor, right? Like I don't think that is something that you call yourself. I think it's something that other people call you first, and then you can start calling yourself that. Mm-hmm. And so I started to see it quite regularly. Oh, Chris Ducker is my virtual mentor. Chris Ducker doesn't know this, but he's a mentor of mine. You know, I would see it on social media and stuff. And obviously, it's very flattering and humbling and all that sort of type of stuff, because all I'm doing is just putting out content that I hope will serve and help people, right? But then we started getting genuine requests for coaching and mentoring and consulting. And it was everything from, you know, are you available for one-on-one coaching, right the way down to, do you have a group coaching course, or is there a program for this, or is there a program for that? And so, you know, we slowly but surely we developed it inside of the Youpreneur Academy to begin with. We launched the Youpreneur Academy in September of 2015. So that was kind of like the big coaching, you know, community, so to speak, where I would get on once a month, do an open Q&A. I'd be in the forum a few times each week. I still am now to this day. And, you know, we just built it out slowly but surely. Then not so long after that, the Youpreneur Summit came, which is our annual conference. So that came in November of 2017 for the first time. Sold out 4 months prior to the event taking place. It happened again last year. Again, sold out. It's going on again this year. We definitely suggest that, you know, or assume rather that will sell out too. And then out of the first one came the Roundtable Mastermind, which is my quote-unquote kind of inner circle. So I work with 10 people closer with those 10 people than any other people throughout the course of the year. It's a 1-year-long commitment. We meet up in person a couple of times each year at these 2-day retreats that we put on. We're on, you know, monthly calls with each other. We chat via a Facebook group pretty much every day. And then obviously we do some one-on-ones throughout the course of the year as well, which is why I keep it small, Pete, because if it went too big, I wouldn't be able to give that closeness that I've got with those entrepreneurs, with those clients. And then going into 2020, here's a little bit of a scoop for you, actually. We're actually developing something right now. It's still very early days, so I don't know what it's called or what it's actually going to look like. But we got a lot of feedback from people at last year's Youpreneur Summit saying that they want something like the round table that doesn't cost the same as the round table. Like, they want more access to me and my team, our programs, our ethos, what we're all about, but they can't afford that kind of heavy, you know, and it's a large financial commitment, the round table. So we're kind of developing that now. And actually, to be very frank with you, I'm more excited about that than I have been probably anything else that I've worked on the last 5 years or so, because I know that these people that turn up to this particular program are going to be very invested. They're going to take massive action. And because of that, the changes that they've been aspiring to bring into their world and into their business and the people that they come into contact with will become reality. Because when you surround yourself with great people and you've got a good mentor and a good cheering section and you take action, that's key. If you do all those things, you will succeed. Like, you will succeed. It's that simple. If you have all those things around you and you don't take any action, well, lo and behold, nothing will happen. So I think, you know, the people that we're going to attract to this new program, and you know, this just shows you that question in regards to mentoring, it's never as clear cut as this is what we're going to do here and this is what we're going to do here and that's going to be it and we're going to do that forever. No, you listen to your audience. Understand this, your customers, they play a 100% role in how you grow your business going forward. You listen to your customers, you will become a successful business owner. If you ignore them, then you will not. Your customers will help you shape your business as it grows. And that's what we do every year. We look at the survey results. We look at social media posts. We look at the conversations that we've had in person with people. And we go ahead and we make changes and do likewise. And people tend to enjoy what we put out because of that.
And you know, the thing I love about that answer the most, I'm sitting here smiling like a Cheshire cat. The thing I like most about that answer is you've just demonstrated exactly how, as an entrepreneur, you're not fixed to this is what my business is. I don't have to have all of this stuff figured out. I start on a journey. I have some core services, offering products, whatever it might be, that I start with, but I'm not married to those. I'm not employed. I'm not contracted to them. I'm not any of that kind of stuff. And I can interact with my audience, with my customers, exactly like they're another person sat in the room. And they mold the business as it goes on. And that is that's why I'm sitting here grinning, because it's kind of summed up everything that I wanted to talk about. And you've just done it in one answer. It was brilliant.
all right, it was good chatting. I'll talk to you soon. No, but like, on a serious note though, like, you know, I've had many mentors in my life. Some of them have been business related. Some of them are more kind of, you know, life related or whatever, you know, whatever rah-rah term you want to put in there. But I mean, like, for me personally, the big differentiator has always been taking action. But I like to kind of caveat that by saying, well, you take action on what other people need from you. You know, one of my big mentors that I never met, I never spoke to him, I never had any discussions with him in any way, shape, or form, any back and forth or engagement, was a guy called Zig Ziglar, who here in the UK is not known at all, really, by anyone. But he's very popular over in the United States, or was, maybe not so much nowadays. You've got the guys like, you know, Gary Vaynerchuk and whatnot kind of, you know, taking care of that stuff nowadays. But Zig Ziglar was a massive inspiration to me growing up in my late teens, into my 20s and my 30s, and still now in my 40s. I listen or read Zig weekly I kid you not, literally, weekly, he's that important to me. And one of the things that he would say all the time was, you can have everything in life that you want if you will just help as many other people get what they want. And I'm a big believer of that. So I want to be happy. I want to make money. I want to provide for my family. I want to create a bit of a legacy for my work and what I put out into the world. And if I really want that to happen, then I've got to help Pete. I've got to help Mike. I've got to help Jane. I've got to help, you know, Jess. I've got to help all these other people that are in my world and in my ecosystem in order for me to be able to help myself. So I'm just a big believer of just doing the right thing and turning up and providing value.
Brilliant. Well, Chris, you've certainly done that today, and thank you so much for your time and your input. I've got other things written down here that we could go into, but I think we've come to a nice kind of full circle conclusion, including a whiteboard and including a sort of half-assed question about your book that I didn't get completed. But that's you know what? There'll be a link to the book Rise of the Youpreneur in the show notes. I've read it. It's brilliant. I've got my copy right next to me. Somebody asked if they could have it. So I said they could, and then I went and bought another one. So I've actually bought two of the same book from you, mate.
Well, you know, that for me is like the biggest compliment, is that when you read a book and you gift it to someone, and then you still go ahead and buy another copy for yourself as an author, I don't think there's anything more rewarding than that. I mean, that's fantastic.
Well, there you go. There you have it. So, Chris, there will be links in the show notes, but if people do want to sort of see what you do, where's the best places to find you online?
Oh, really? I mean, obviously, chrisducker.com and youpreneur.com. They're the two big kind of, you know, posting sites in terms of my kind of regular publishing and that sort of type of thing. And if anybody is obviously interested in the book or the conference, they can just search for them on Google. They'll find them pretty easily.
Fantastic. Thanks, mate. Thanks for your time.
And thank you. It's a pleasure.
That was a great conversation to have, and it was really quite amusing. Chris had a whiteboard delivery right in the middle of recording, which he was trying to avoid all day, and, you know, Murphy's Law happened right in the middle. The guys turned up. Thanks, Chris. I really hope your whiteboard looks good now it's on the wall. Show notes for this episode can be found at peteeverett.com/047. And make sure you check out the Marketing Development Academy at marketingdevelopment.academy, where we have our Demystifying SEO course that is currently on sale and open for enrollment. The course takes you through a step-by-step process detailing exactly how to put together an SEO strategy so that you can demonstrate your worth and your value to your clients and to your employer. It really is a great course. We've got some great feedback from students that are taking it on right now. So why don't you join them over at marketingdevelopment.academy? Until next week, we'll see you then.